You have probably never heard of Edward Kimball.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Edward Kimball was a Sunday school teacher who led D.L. Moody to accept Christ. Kimball was not sure he should disturb Moody in the shoe store where he worked, but he did it reluctantly, and the rest is history. After accepting Christ, Moody ignited a fire of evangelism and education in the mid-1800s that still burns brightly today. Like Kimball, Ananias was reluctant to meet Saul, but he obeyed God when God said, "Go over to Straight Street, to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He's praying to me right now. I've shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again." "But Lord," exclaimed Ananias, "I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. And he's authorized by the leading priest to arrest everyone who calls upon that name." But the Lord said, "Go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings, as well as to the people of Israel." So Ananias went, laid his hands on Saul, and the man became Paul, a central figure in spreading the good news of Jesus. God still uses ordinary people to fulfill his purposes. The process begins when we volunteer to do his will.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com